Today, we welcome from Climate Smart Glacier Country, Board Member Kate McMahon. Good morning, Kate.
Good morning, John and Robin.
Hi.
Good to have you with us today. So today, we're going to talk about smoke. And I think most of us are a little bit fearful that we're going to have some pretty heavy smoke from wildfires this year here in the Flathead. Talk with us a little bit about the effects that this has on our health.
We are coming up on wild fire season here. If you look at the forecast, we've got everything's drying out. And smoke has fine particles and chemicals in it. And when you breathe those, it can cause respiratory problems. So if you have some health issues from asthma or COPD or even heart disease, this can really be aggravated by the chemicals and particles in wildfire smoke. Even healthy people will, get headaches or feel nauseous when we have days of real, poor air quality. And it's also a problem for, expectant mothers and infants because the infants are still, developing. And this could cause, if they're exposed to poor air quality early on, it could cause lifelong problems.
Oh, yeah. I know a lot of folks are thinking, boy, we've had so much moisture in this year so far, we probably won't have a wildfire season here. And maybe we'll luck out and not have one. But the trouble is that the smoke can come here from places where they are having a wildfire season. A lot of the smoke that we've had in previous years come to us from north central Washington, the OMAC area, where it gets caught in the upper atmosphere and it comes our way. And guess what? It's smoky here in the Flathead.
Yeah, we even get smoke from as far away from California. And I think it was just last year when there was a fire burning north of Edmonton in Alberta, and the wind patterns brought the smoke down here, and we had poor air quality in May. So it could happen, throughout the summer and into the fall, and like you say, come from other places too.
Our guest is from Climate Smart Glacier Country. Board Member Kate McMahon is with us. All right, so we know smoke from wildfires is not good for us. What Paul Harvey used to say, you can run, but you can't hide. I mean, we all have to breathe the air that's around us. What choices do we have?
Well, one of the things is just to pay attention to, what the air quality is that day. So if you go to the Flathead County Health Department, they have information on air quality in the Flathead, or you could just Google CDC air quality index and type in your zip code, and it'll give you a rating for the air quality that day, anywhere from good to hazardous. So if it's ranked, if the air quality is ranked as unhealthy or hazardous, the best thing you can do is stay indoors and reduce physical activity, because if you're outside exercising, you're breathing heavier and you're bringing in more smoke into your lungs. So just reducing your outdoor physical activity and staying inside, with the closed windows, is the best thing that you can do.
Hey, Kate, since we're all wearing masks these days, does that help?
It helps some, but it depends on the mask, because, like I said, the issues are the fine particles, and some of the masks filter that and some of it don't. But it's still inevitable that you're probably not going to be wearing masks, 24/7, where people are typically wearing masks when they're going, to grocery shopping or going out. And so it's not likely you're going to be wearing masks indoors. If you don't have air conditioning and it's 100 degrees outside, or you might not be able to close up your windows, and then the air is going to be, coming in through the windows. So in that case, you could get one of these portable air purifiers, and that will help filter the particles out of the air.
Okay. Now, does just any air purifier work?
No. It has to have a HEPA filter. And that's HEPA. The HEPA filter is designed to remove those fine particles. So if you go online, you can get these at Target or Home Depot or Walmart, and you'll see they have a different variety. And some of the air purifiers remove odors and pollens, but they don't have the special filter in there that removes those fine particles, and that requires a HEPA filter.
One of the things that we should probably do is think about our friends and neighbors who are around us when we get it really smoky here and really bad. What should we be doing for them?
Well, especially if you have, you know, elderly neighbors that are more homebound, just check on them. You know, make sure that that they're okay. You know, if they need errands run, you can do that. And you can also tell them about if, you know, check and see if they have air conditioning or if they have, you know, one of these air purifiers. If they don't, you can tell them about a new program that we're starting with the County Health Department.
Nice conversation this morning with Climate Smart Glacier Country board member Kate McMahon talking about, you know, harmful particles in the air from wildfire smoke. Doesn't matter if we have fires locally, it could be streaming in from California or north of the border. And you mentioned the HEPA filter program that is designed for at-risk individuals. How's that going to work, Kate?
Well, Climate Smart Glacier Country received a couple grants, one from Whitefish Community Foundation and then also from Flathead Electric Cooperative to purchase you know, the portable air cleaners with the HEPA filters. And we have enough funds for 35 units, and we are donating those to the Flathead County Health Department. And then if there's a household that doesn't have air conditioning and they need one of these units because they're, you know, they have asthma or COPD or they're an expectant mother or infant, they could call up the County Health Department and ask for one of these units, and they're free. All they have to do is just fill out a form, you know, basic form, so that we could, you know, collect data on who's getting it. And then they receive a free HEPA filter.
Okay. And this HEPA filter is a filtration unit with a special HEPA filter in it, which you said screens out the really fine particulate that other filters don't get, correct?
Yeah, that's correct. And like I said, we just, I've been getting deliveries. I've ordered the HEPA filters. I'm going to be delivering them to the health department this week. So they're available this week. The Climate Smart Glacier Country will have information on our web page, and Flathead County, like I said, it's through the Flathead County Health Department. Mm-hmm. So you can call them and arrange to just stop by and pick up a free unit.
Okay, so
what, tell us a little bit about what these units are like. How big are they, and where do you put them?
They're floor units, so if you they're no bigger than a box fan, you know, so you can, and they just plug into the wall outlets, so you can move them from room to room. You know, if you're in the living room during the day, you can run the unit there, and then at night you can just unplug it, pick it up, carry it to your bedroom and plug it in there. I actually, being involved in this program, we bought one, and my husband has, we bought it for wildfire season, but he has allergies, and we figured out this was really good for removing pollen. So we've actually been doing exactly that, just unplugging the HEPA filter and moving it from room to room. And at night we have it in our bedroom, and, you know, it makes the air a lot cleaner. It does make a difference. It's very noticeable.
So even for hay fever, different allergies that are seasonal, huh?
Yeah, it can help, you know, relieve the symptoms somewhat. Now, the HEPA filters only do a room, so you can't, like, leave it in the living room and then walk back to your bedroom. So they're only, the size that we're purchasing will only do one room.
So you got to take it with you.
Yeah.
Or hold your breath.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Well, that is really wonderful. And
Before we leave you here, Kate, how much are these units?
Usually they run anywhere, if you can find them on sale, you might get them for around $120. They can range up to, you know, over $200, you know, to do bigger areas. Like I said, we got the ones that just do room size so that we could purchase more of them and give more of them out.
Okay, now
so it's within
anywhere from $100 to $250.
Well, so it's within the price range for most of us then.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
And I would have,
you know, but even people that, you know, sometimes, you know, especially under today's circumstances, you know, $100 or $200 is hard to come up with. So it's really for those households that need it.
I would imagine that you have to replace the filter from time to time in it.
Yeah, it's just like a furnace filter. You have to replace it, you know, about every couple months when it's in use. Some of them have removable filters that you can actually just clean and reuse.
Okay, good.
Now, I guess the point I wanted to make about the cost of the filters is if you can afford one, you probably ought to get one. If you can't, that's when you contact the health department.
Correct. That's exactly the intent of this. And we're not Missoula County has this program, so we got the idea from them. They were started this program when Sealy Lake had those really bad fires, and they were buying them for households in Sealy Lake, and that's sort of where we got the idea and who we modeled the program after.
So we should be contacting the Flathead County Health Department if we need one of these filters.
That's correct, yeah. And they will... you'll have to go there. We don't have delivery, so you contact them, make the arrangements, go to the health department, just fill out a one-page form, and then you can take the filter with you.
More information on your website, climatesmartglaciercountry.com?
org.
org. Okay, yeah, there you go.
There you go. Boy, Kate, thank you guys so much for doing this. This is quite a project to take on, and we hope that, first of all, we hope we don't have this horribly smoky season this year, but if we do, thank goodness for the work you guys are doing.
Well, thank you for helping us get the word out, and we appreciate, you know, the program and you allowing us to come on.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Kate. Kate McMahon from the Climate Smart Glacier Country, we appreciate it.